now on Sydney Live, the Entertainment Report with Peter Ford.
She's dealt with a lot, and it's sad when any couple splits up. I mean, that would push anybody over the edge, I reckon.
What's really going on in show business?
Yes, whenever there is something of note going on, we go to our man Peter Ford. Peter, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Ben.
More and more details emerging of the religious movement known as Scientology. A Hollywood star and ex-Scientologist has gone public in a big way, taking aim at Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. Who is she?
She's an actress called Leah Remini. Now, she was very much in the inner sanctum of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes, and she also was in the church for 30 years. She's now split from them. It's a very brave person who not only speaks out against the Church of Scientology, but actually goes and writes a book and does publicity, as she now is. And she's making a lot of claims. Some of them are not new. Some of them ring true to other stories we've heard in the past. Others, I think, are very damaging about Tom Cruise, but not necessarily on the Church of Scientology. You know, for example, she makes one claim in the book where she walked into a room and she says Tom Cruise was forcibly kissing Katie Holmes. Now, just think about what that means, forcibly kissing. I mean, that clearly is an act of aggression, an act of force. I don't think you can blame the Church of Scientology for that. There's another claim she's making about on the wedding day of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes, that baby Suri was left for hours on a bathroom floor crying, because one of the things in the Church of Scientology is they don't believe in going and picking up or attending to a crying baby. So the baby was just left there for hours. So, look, you know, these are claims that are out there, and no doubt she will get the wrath of the church.
All right, let's have a listen to one of the interviews she's given on the ABC in America.
The decision to leave is you are giving up everything you have worked for your whole life. I feel that people need to understand this has been my whole life, and I want them to understand how it happens. And so as time goes on, you start to lose touch with the real world. The mindset becomes us against them. Being critical of Tom Cruise is being critical of Scientology itself. You are evil.
All right, she's also spoken about the relationship between Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman, and the children they share.
Yes, well, of course, this really confirms something we've known for a long time, is that Nicole Kidman was on the outer, not by her choice, but because she was deemed to be a suppressed person, an SP, as they're known, because she left the church, she left the fold, not that she ever actually officially signed up, she was deemed to be bad news. So the kids were not encouraged to, and were certainly discouraged from having any sort of contact with her. So, and to this day, I might add, Nicole has never said anything against the church publicly. And indeed, Katie Holmes has never said anything against the church publicly either.
All right, just on the showbiz front, although there's a bit of big business involved in this as well, I suppose it's when big business meets showbiz. Media magnate Rupert Murdoch and model Jerry Hall make their first public appearance together.
Yes, they went off to the Rugby World Cup final yesterday morning, our time, and lots of photographs, and they weren't holding back. They were holding hands. At one point, he was giving her a smooch on the cheek, and yes, there is a 24-year age difference. He's 84 years old, but it looks like it's going to be serious. I mean, the kids, I'm sure, are watching this very, very closely. You know, she's still a beautiful woman. Oh, she's a stunner, and good fun, too. Big chain smoker. I'm not sure how Rupert's going to cope with that. But coming to Sydney next year, actually, in the stage play The Graduate, playing Mrs. Robertson, the cougar. But here she is in real life, quite the opposite from being a cougar. She's got a bloke 24 years older than her.
Good luck to them. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Ben.
Peter Ford joining us on the line.